You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The Texas Supreme Court has denied a petition by Texas Republicans to throw out some 127,000 ballots cast through drive-through voting in the Houston area. But there are multiple legal challenges ahead for that ruling. A federal hearing set for this morning will be with the same Republicans who will once again argue that drive-through voting is illegal. Harris County Assistant Attorney Douglas Ray says he expects Republicans will make the same arguments they've made so far.
And that is that drive-through voting is, you know, actually curbside voting and is only authorized for people with disabilities.
Many officials, including some Republicans, have called the last-minute challenges an attempt to throw out legitimate votes. Texas has seen record-breaking early voting turnout this year, as roughly 57% of registered voters have already cast their ballots, surpassing totals on Election Day in 2016. Mark Owens is assistant professor of political science at University of Texas at Tyler. He says that while Texas counties with large populations have seen record early voting, the trend is happening all across Texas.
1.9 million more registered voters in Texas than there were 4 years ago. So every county is going to exceed and see new records of early voting.
Texas has added more days to accommodate early voting, and with such a large early turnout, analysts are eager to see how many voters show up at the polls on Tuesday. Even though Texas is a longtime GOP stronghold, polls revealed it has emerged as a battleground state, with both presidential candidates falling within the margin of error. Professor Owens suggests Tuesday's voter turnout could be historic.
If we see Election Day hit the same level that occurred in the past, then Texas is going to see phenomenal voter turnout.
You've been listening to Red River Radio News.